You're listening to Camping Etiquettes to Follow, brought to you by Campfire Stories and S'more.com. Be sure to spread the word so everyone can have a great camping trip. Now picture this, there you are. You finally made it to the campground. You've been planning your camping trip for months. You've read blogs, articles, books, and watched YouTube videos and talked to friends. You're as prepared as you can be. You've applied all the tips and tricks to making your camping vacation the most successful camping vacation that there has ever been. And then, you pulled into your campsite, only to realize you were camping next to those people. You know the ones. They made horror comedy movies about them. And now, what if you were those people? At least in the eyes of other campers. Yikes. By following basic camping etiquette, you can be sure of one thing. At least you won't be seen as those people. In case you do need a reminder, here are some of the basic camping etiquettes you should follow. 1. Respect nature. 2. Respect the facilities. 3. Basic campfire etiquette. 4. Respect other campers and everything that follows underneath, like the golden rule, be a good neighbor, observe quiet time, minding your voice, managing your kids, managing your music, controlling your pets, managing your lights, being mindful of your vehicles and generators, avoid cutting through campsites, containing your campsite, keeping your campsite clean and picked up, establishing the leave no trace policy, and when all else fails, follow basic campground rules. First on the list, respect nature. This should not just be something you do while you're camping, but something you live by in your day-to-day lives. Camping generally takes place in the outdoors. Unless, of course, you camp in your living room. That means you're out amongst nature along with all the other living things. By leaving things such as plants, animals, and their homes alone, as you see them, you only ensure that others, as well as yourself, will be able to enjoy nature for years to come. This means not cutting down trees for firewood, picking pretty flowers, or even knocking beehives off of branches. Just because you think you need more firewood to roast marshmallows, or want to take some pretty flowers home, or because you're afraid of bees. Everything in nature is there to serve a purpose in the cycle of life, not to be there to make your vacation better, easier, or give you little bits of memorabilia to take home with you. Next, we have respect the facilities. Campgrounds go to great lengths to try and make your stay as comfortable as possible. Some provide amenities such as toilets, sinks, and showers. Many people use these amenities throughout the season. By applying common courtesy and picking up after yourself, flushing, and overall not creating a mess, you're not only showing respect for yourself, but to those others needing to use these amenities and for those who keep them clean. Some campgrounds even include a variety of recreational activities for you and your family to enjoy. These too need to be constantly cleaned and sanitized, especially after the variety of influenza and coronaviruses making their way through our lives. Properly using and respecting these recreational facilities also ensures that we help keep everyone safe and healthy. Next on the list is proper campfire etiquette. What's camping without a roaring fire? I agree. However, there are a few etiquettes to follow when managing your campfires. First, use a fire ring or barrier. Sitting around a campfire is great. That is until a log falls and rolls, catching some dry leaves on fire, and then spread to some more dry vegetation, and then you got a full-blown forest fire. A little dramatic, I know, but it can happen. Trying the best to contain your campfire is just one step to make sure it doesn't. Next, use local source wood. Across the nation, tiny bugs, insects, and parasites are living inside trees. Nature has a way of containing those insects and parasites to certain areas, so they don't destroy other ecosystems. When you bring firewood in from other areas, you are essentially bringing in those bugs too. When you set your firewood out at the campsite, those tiny bugs get out and spread, and sometimes destroying entire ecosystems. The emerald ash borer comes to mind, destroying over 40 million trees in Michigan alone. A great resource to use for more state-by-state information about moving firewood is don'tmovefirewood.org. Pretty simple. Next is extinguishing fires. Now, campers do a great job at managing their campfires while they're around them. Those little sparks that fly out of the fire ring and land on the ground are usually stomped out pretty quickly. However, when no one is there to manage the fire or even the smoldering embers is when problems occur. It's a good rule to follow that when you're calling it a night or leaving the campsite for a while, to completely extinguish the fire and glowing embers with water. If the coals are still too hot to put your hand by it, then it can reignite or spark something else on fire. Don't worry, the water will evaporate or steam off in time for you to light your morning campfire or start another one when you get back. And finally, with campfire etiquette, make sure you're following the campground, local, and state rules. As you well know, the weather sometimes doesn't always work out in your favor. Some areas get plenty of rain while others are maybe experiencing a drought. Unless you are constantly keeping an eye on the amount of precipitation each region has accumulated, you might not know if it is safe to even have a campfire. It's always best to check with your campground staff to find out what the local and state guidelines are. The Forest Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a great website to learn and get information about local conditions. Next on the list of our camping etiquettes is respect other campers. The Golden Rule. One version of the Golden Rule states, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Luke 6:31. This rule encompasses many different aspects of camping etiquette. The message is clear and simple. Treat and respect other campers as you would like to be treated and respected. Be a good neighbor. Offer help. Ask for help. Let's face it, we can all use a little help from time to time, even if we don't think we need it. Even though camping is seen as a separate thing, it really is a community of people looking to enjoy some time away from their busy day-to-day lives. Murphy's Law always seems to kick in when you least expect it, and the only way to get through it is by offsetting it with good karma. If you see someone pulling to their campsite at night and they don't have access to their lights yet and are having a hard time parking their camper trailer, yet you're all set up relaxing by the fire, ask if they would like some help parking or at least like to borrow some lights. A note on that, I did say ask if they would like some help. Some people are just not comfortable with others and would rather be just left alone. Don't push your generosity, knowledge, or skills onto other people, even if they're doing it wrong. Wink, wink. If they accept your help and appreciate your gracious personality, perhaps later they'll be willing to help you out when you completely forgot to pack any condiments for your hot dogs and hamburgers. Take that, Murphy. Next etiquette to follow would be to observe quiet times. Most campgrounds post specific quiet times, usually before 7 a.m. and after 10 p.m. This is for everyone's benefit. Not everyone is a morning person, just like not everyone is a night owl. To try and accommodate everyone's sleep habits, this rule can be strictly enforced with punishment of being asked to leave. Mostly, though, it is in good character to abide by the posted quiet times by showing that you have respect for other campers. Which leads me into the early or late arrivals. Sometimes you may get to the campgrounds much earlier or later than expected. This does not mean that you have the right to be as loud as possible when setting up your campsite, or even when you finish setting up. We get that you're excited to be there and start enjoying yourself, but your camp neighbors will greatly appreciate it if you either wait until tomorrow or at least wait until they've had their morning coffee. Next camping etiquette would be minding your voice. Even outside the posted quiet times, campgrounds are generally pretty quiet places. They are usually set off far from the noises of busy roads or cities, which is usually why people like to go camping, to get away from all that. So you want to use your camping voice. Campsites are close together, and sound seems to carry a lot further in quiet areas. So when speaking to friends or family around the campsite, there's no need to shout or yell. Not everyone wants to hear you arguing with your significant other or hear you asking your partner to bring out the toenail clippers. And to keep it going, let's make sure you're keeping it PG and PC. I know sometimes words or phrases just slip out, but as a rule of thumb, speak as though kids are always around you camping. Even when you think you said a curse word or made some off-color remark about another culture you clearly don't understand, at a volume where no one would hear, someone probably did. Again, campgrounds are typically quiet places, and campsites are usually close together, so someone probably heard you. Minding your voice basically means keeping the volume of your voice down and be conscious of what you say. This shows respect to other campers who are also trying to find some peace and quiet. Next camping etiquette would be managing your kids. Now, I'm not saying your little ones are not just the cutest little angels, but I'm sure they can get out of hand from time to time. A kid's job is to explore the world and learn from it. They don't always have the full understanding of what is acceptable behavior in every situation, nor do they always show the fullest control of their actions, even if they did. That is where, as adults or parents, we need to make the effort to teach them correct behavior and etiquette while camping. Now, most other campers will understand if they hear children screaming and acting a fool, but when that behavior is constant for the entire weekend, then you're disrespecting their right to try and to enjoy their own camping trip. Which can also lead me on to the next camping etiquette, managing your music. We all have our favorite song, artist, and styles of music. Sometimes part of going on vacation, even camping vacation, is letting the rhythm move you. When you get that feeling inside your bones, when it goes electric, wavy when you turn it on, when you got that sunshine in your pocket and good soul in your feet, you got to turn up that music and put that dance into your feet. However upbeat and happy is Can't Stop the Feeling is by Justin Timberlake, not everyone will share your enthusiasm. Please respect that not everyone will want to rock out to your tunes. If you must, take a moment, grab some earbuds and headphones, and feel free to enjoy all the music you want as loud as you want it. Next camping etiquette is control your pets. Camping is a family event. Sometimes that even means having your creature babies with you. Most pet owners will agree that even the most well-behaved pet will have their own personality shine through when they are in an unfamiliar environment or encounter unfamiliar people. Take time to try and curb their sporadic tantrums before they even get out of hand or disrupt the other camper's family time. Some things to keep in mind when bringing your pets along. Dogs are the most common pet for families to take camping with them. However, I've seen families bring their pet birds, cats, even pigs camping with them. Here are a couple things to keep in mind when you bring your pets camping with you. 1. Make sure they are secured to a leash, tether, or in a cage while camping. There are a lot of different distractions that can grab their attention and they'll want to explore. 2. Try to manage their barking, squawking, meowing, oinking, or whatever the best you can. Just like kids, they don't always know when the appropriate times are and they can sometimes lose control. 3. Pick up after them. They don't have the luxury of using the facilities and will go when and where nature calls. Others don't want to accidentally step in their business when playing or exploring the campgrounds. I'm sure you don't either. Plus, the campground staff will appreciate it after you leave. And 4. Try not to leave them alone at the campsite. Remember, they are in an unfamiliar place, surrounded by unfamiliar noises. Their instincts, personalities, and anger might shine through. This may lead to destroying your campsite or getting loose and wreaking havoc on other campers. Next camping etiquette would be managing your lights. When camping, lights are a much-needed commodity during the night. Kids love to play flashlight tag and shine their flashlights at everything that makes a noise. Adults love to use lights as decorations to make their campsites feel like a Hawaiian getaway. However, those lights are also illuminating much more than just the one campsite. Teach the kids how to properly use a flashlight. For example, not to shine them in anyone's face or see how far their flashlight beams go. Also, if you must decorate your campsite, try and get low-watt LED camp lights as to not disrupt others wanting to sit back, relax, and view nature's night lights, the moon and the stars. Next camping etiquette would be mindful of your vehicles and generators. Both are necessary at times, but remember they do make noise and produce harmful emissions. Camping is about being out in nature and getting some fresh air and listening to the sounds of nature. Not to breathe in or smell the exhaust from a generator or hear a muscle car being started up every hour because someone thinks that if it doesn't get started, it's not going to run ever again. If that's the case, it should be in the shop and not at the campgrounds. Sorry, the muscle car example was from a personal experience I had on a camping trip. On the plus side, I did know when an hour had passed. And going with all that, make sure that you slow down. There's campers at play. You're there. No need to rush. Not to mention little kids are running, biking, and playing around. Outside. In nature. Not parked in front of a television or computer. Appreciate that for a moment and drive slowly. There's no need to ruin a perfectly pleasant camping trip by speeding around the campsite only to possibly hit a little one playing or a family enjoying a walk with their pet. Next on the list of camping etiquette would be try to avoid cutting through other people's campsites. As we all have learned in school, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. However, if that straight line between your campsite and the restrooms means cutting through someone else's campsite, don't. Just like anywhere else, trespassing is often frowned upon. Thinking it's all right when you're camping is just wrong. Campers are generally open and friendly people, but when you invade their space without their knowledge or permission, their first thought is to protect their own. They don't know if you are just cutting through or scoping out what is valuable to come back later to steal. Not to mention, if other campers have little children, I'm sure you'll meet up with Mama Bear wanting to protect her cubs. Or perhaps their dog, Sir Sniffs-a-Lot, might really be Cujo in disguise. Chances are you've been potty trained for a while now, so plan ahead. Give Mama Bear and Sir Sniffs-a-Lot some room, and give yourself time to take the long way around to the restrooms. Next camping etiquette would be contain your campsite. Campgrounds plan out each campsite to optimize space. They make sure to allow you enough room to set up camp and still have room to move around in. With that being said, make sure when you do set up camp that you're not invading your camp neighbor's space. It's very tempting to set up your camper or tent as close to the campsite boundary line as possible, only to forget about your slide outs or tent support lines. Or spreading out tables, chairs, clotheslines, hammocks, and so on, making it so you invade and take up your camp neighbor's space. Out of courtesy for your camp neighbor, make sure you keep all your belongings within the designated campsite boundaries. That way, everyone is ensured to have enough space to enjoy their designated campsite. Next camp etiquette is keep your campsite clean and picked up. Very few things are an eyesore at the campground, except maybe a campsite with stuff and garbage all over the place. Some people forget that they are just visiting and feel they own the place. They forget that other people are out there camping too and don't want to see nature being turned into something that resembles an elementary school playground right after a tornado during Halloween. By making sure your campsite is organized, cleaned, and picked up and free of garbage, you're ensuring that you have plenty of space to move around in and find the items you might be looking for. Plus, little forest creatures won't be tempted to come into your campsite to tear into the garbage and snatch little shiny objects that might be laying around. Next camp etiquette is leave no trace. As the famous Chief Seattle said, take only memories, leave only footprints. Meaning while camping, you are respecting nature and not picking flowers or catching little lizards to take them home with you. Then, when it's time to leave from your camping adventure, you make sure you leave it better than you found it. This includes picking up every bit of trash, even if it's not yours, putting picnic tables back to where they were. All your camping gear should be packed up and your trash should be thrown out in a designated area or packed out with you. The only way someone should know that you were there was because of the footprints you left behind as you walked away. And last but not least, follow campground rules. When all else fails and you're sure that you can't remember any of these basic camping etiquettes, take a moment and find the campground rules. Most places have a big sign posted somewhere near where you check in. Even more now will provide you with a little pamphlet to take with you to the campsite for a little light bathroom reading as you take the long way around past the other well-maintained, quiet campsites to a nice clean facility. And there you go. Those are the camping etiquette rules that you should follow to make sure you're not one of those people around the campground. Be sure to spread the word, and remember, camp happy and with a purpose. Thanks for listening to Camping Etiquettes to Follow, brought to you by CampfireStoriesAndSmore.com.